tolerate and condemn on the violence. When one acts out in a violent way towards their neighbor, it is a violation of the cardinal principle of socialism. We understand that there were some scuffles. All these are to have immediate counseling. And disposition made of the situation. We have not for some 6 months had any violence. We will not ax the rules of socialist practice. There will be no dance this evening. For those who did not go through the last test effectively, for the extra classes, I would like to see the film From Whom the Bells Toll, and they toll for all of us. So we will watch that, study news. Are those who did not complete the last test? Some of the best people in the world have difficulty. They will begin their extra classes tonight. Will have their own classes in which they have interdepartments and teachings and course guides, classes on Friday. The people probably be in order on Friday. It would not have ordinarily been. The reason for some people apparently do not take the advantage of a democratic situation where we have very, I am chagrined that after 6 months, we have gone, and we would have this kind of an issue yesterday. I'm telling you, those who provoke violence can be for this community and expelled from the community, even though it was a minor nature form of violence between when we are in a for our lives. Comrade, for you, we've brought enough light already to show that we are under quite a conspiracy. We also know from the approach of the inquirer who buzzed over our head, causing one to have a heart attack, of course came up, causing great distress. Because it looked like it could have been and of an attack. We are aware questioning of Dr. and Mrs. Moore, the superintendents, that they plan kidnapping aimed at youngster. You know the particular youngster, Timothy O. and Greg, have in mind. So we will have to develop more alert people in every department, the medical helpers. We'll have to intensify efforts. We may have to develop a very, very intense security, because undoubtedly we are threatened with the possibility of an attack. Kidnapping or mercenary action. We have had such, and I would think would be directed outwardly towards class enemies, destroy places of peace like this. This is the only place, I suppose, in the world that has so much peace and unity and egalitarianism. My needs are met, equitable. There's no ageism, racism, or elitism. I'm asking you very seriously, there not be offense or violence. There be an absolute of the rules. Tonight, classes, extra classes, to not make the last class to not pass. Teachers' classes, people's rally, and probably socialist classes. So tomorrow, testing the news. Our friends outside who visit us believe structure than we practice. We certainly will go back to that structure for some if that's necessary. I don't want to hear more case of physical violence directed to comrades. Our minds should be upon those who are actively seeking to destroy every one of you, hoping this community will be absolutely destroyed. They've tried this. They tried to kill us from the trees out there. They've tried everything through the burned down buildings in them. When there were 40 people scheduled to be at San Francisco Temple, their violence is known. They have no other interest than to provoke us to destruction, self-destruction, their own designs. So it is unheard of that they would be, even though minor, any kind of acting out. I want all those any way involved with a physical struggle between comrades to be brought up immediately for counseling. And do not think that we, though we live in a environment, will tolerate this one. I'll go into the news. First, the comment, the farmer jailing, and what it means for the left. The much vaunted liberties of the bourgeoisie democratic are in general a luxury which the ruling has concluded it can afford. The ways in which wealth effectively control the mass media of communication make it possible for the bourgeoisie freedom of speech and freedom of the press without undue risk to its continued rule. A whole body of laws, judicial rulings, actual exercise of power serve as a further guarantee against these liberties for getting out of hand and really being offended the people. Nevertheless, these bourgeoisie liberties are of great value to the people who have fought many battles to secure their widest possible application. In times of crisis, social unrest, the bourgeoisie hesitate to impose arbitrary restrictions on these liberties. In the bourgeoisie framework, there is a constant struggle by the status to limit and impinge upon its own freedom. At the moment, one of the principal ideological organs of monopoly, the New York Times, is being judicially harassed by the government, even though it has been its good well-being for the most part, that is, New York Times monopoly, such as the New York Times. The Times reporter, M.A. Farm, is in a New Jersey jail for refusing to turn over to a judge she had taken while investigating a murder case. The Times paying a fine of $5,000 a day on the same charge. Although this particular case involves two institutions of the same monopoly capitalist ruling class, it would be a mistake for the left to assume an attitude of disinterest or a plague on both your houses of the matter. government succeeds in its effort to coerce the New York. The legal consequences of the case pose a far greater and far less well-established public and organ than the Times, an organ of that very class. Every trade union, people's organization, force the institutions of the left, itself, a vital stake in the outcome of this case. For instance, at the same time that the Times came under judicial attack, the California court ordered a reporter for the World, a newspaper of the Communist Party, to turn over to notes, tapes, and photos accumulated in the course of a strike by the International Longshoremen and Warehouse. Typically, this case has not produced any from the bourgeoisie press at all. Salt on the Times has aroused bourgeoisie press. The subject surrounding people is far more significant. In a people's newspaper, such as the Guardian, information it receives from workers and activists, exposure of factory conditions, racist frame-up, police killings, ruling conspiracies, like naturally would never socialism would never comply with the court to provide the guidances on the courts with the sources of such information. But if this case against the Times is a legal precedent, a landmark, our refusal or any of the left papers comply could the legal extinction of any newspaper. Times can well afford to pay a fine $5,000 while pursuing its legal rights in the courts. But how newspaper like the People's World or the Guardian had had to pay such a fine whilst legal redress? Panthers or any paper that has any content, substance to it. Not at all. All that paper's life. The Times serve the general interest of monopoly. Even their freedom of the press is of value to them. One only all the devastating effects of the publication of the papers, investigative reporting of the Washington Post. Even though prompted by shit that was coming out by periodicals in Europe in the Watergate, to realize the untrammeled expression, conflicting interest in the ranks of monopoly capital can be the social activism of the 1960s, the growth of black liberation movement, Vietnam and Watergate. The bourgeoisie state apparatus has been engaged in to close as many loopholes and in order to more effectively control protest in the future and to discourage an expression of dissent even within its ethics at the moment of crisis. One of the most glaring expressions of this tendency was the recent Supreme Court ruling permitting police to invade newspaper offices without warning of criminal evidence, even though the newspaper itself was not suspected in the crime. In that particular case, Palo Alto were upheld in their right. Officers of the Stanford student media in search of photographs taken at war demonstration in which several policemen supposed were injured. Students specifically denied the right to do to forestall the search by legal appeal. Times participate in such an obvious abuse? No, that's why there's so much shit about it. Tax on the People's World and the Stanford Student Paper are the clear signs of widening of the press and the capitalist judicial harassment, even the bourgeois of such overwhelming to the left of progressive forces while there's any of freedom left in the USA. We'll continue the main points of the news of America, BBC, and Radio Moscow. Two planes have taken for Venezuela and Panama with over 200 hostages. Sandinista front has succeeded. One of the guerrilla actions of time succeeded. As you know, the Sandinista liberation took over the National Palace in the dread regime of Anastasio Somoza. It's been upheld by monopoly capitalism for 44 years. Capital Nicaragua, the city was a state. Nicaragua was forced to of the activists always desire terrorists who engaged missionary arms in holding what at the high point was 1,000 children for the revolution, Sandinista Liberation Front in Nicaragua. They had two relatives of the Somoza family. And the relatives high up in security made Somoza more anxious. His fascist hit to release political prisoners. Political prisoners who have now flown were the most and most capable of the fascists in Nicaragua. They have been liberated, and the ransom of $1 has already been paid. Sandinista liberated. The left has won an victory. World to shareholder in Nicaragua. Great Colombia. Fascist, you know, South Africa, you saw so clearly revealed in the movie, The Real Big Connect, Steve. One of the many new movies we have had television. Got into Zambia and killed Zambian civilians. South African forces and also killed in what is the hundreds of civilians and operators. No at all, even South African attack. South Africa did apologize to Zambia, saying that Zambia involved in the dispute and have been brought in to the the effect that will have. Zambian women and children were murdered by the invasion of the regime of South Asia. It would not be maintained one month if it were not aid like he gave for 47 last few months. The millions applied even BBC field placed in some by the multinationals, primary seat, USA, the bastion of monopoly, primary seat, Yugoslavia, Premier USSR, to cheer his arrival, USSR, increasingly concerned about war efforts, what they say divide the alliance. alliance, of course, a pact.
The Mao, I mean. Alliance. Uses China.
Particularly. See, which is their maritime backyard. Fleets, fuel there, it is in test runs, are conducted by this beautiful Black Sea. This is our time. Wanting a base in the Mississippi. More of it in spine, which is the Union. Today, time, the USSR said to China, her doctrine of two worlds might tell her the suggestion, BBC, perhaps Moscow has more sophisticated than can beyond the pale of world is underground. Anyway, Moscow, that China would be destroyed in World War II. Moscow said this policy is humane. Talk about nuclear war. Look for no other solution. Phrases for impact. Weeks in Africa. In their liberation struggle, up to the U.S. as Mozambique, revealed by Sharansky, much more because impartial forces involved activities need to provide information to a contact. But anyway, scientists saying that Carter's public rage. Legal proceedings against Moscow and all the groups towards the United States. In the press, they
trade the deficit. All efforts
fell again.
This dollar fell again. Way over $2 an hour. Way over this piece. Equatorial discrimination. List our social democrats. The flower goes to the flower. To seek the solid to have successful boom measurable help. Babies that are going to bed hungry, controlling symptoms, aims in the dictatorship that Manchester has gone.
to the unspoken.
We will find
helpful.
Was it? Even the popular
methods.
They took
art. Anyway.
Okay. Stop.
Left.